Charlison. Which is not bad anyway.
It's not bad.
Charlison's a good player.
Thank you. Or
Sigurdsson.
Nah, not Sigurdsson.
Sigurdsson would be good as well.
You'd be Pogs.
Nah, come on.
Nah, Pogs is world class.
World class. Come on. Are you just taking...
Okay, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking like the attribute. Sometimes he gets forward, scores a goal.
I'm still...
And we're recording now.
Sometimes he gets forward, scores a goal, contributes to the wing play.
Yeah.
Spreads it.
Who you saying? Richarlison?
No. Pogba. Sometimes wants to take a penalty and then misses. Argues with a man to take a penalty.
Definitely arguing. He definitely argues a lot.
So what, like, mine can't be world class, like?
I'm not saying you...
No, well, I don't think you're world class. I don't think you're world class, man. I don't think you're world class.
You think I'm world class?
You're up there, but you're not world class, man. That's why I can't put you in... I can't put you in Marnie. I can't put you in Marnie, then even Pogba.
I could be Marnie! You're
Rich Charlison. No. You're Rich Charlison.
Ah, man.
You're Richie.
Maybe I need to start turning it on more then.
Turn on, let us know, man. Prove yourself. Then we can say world class.
I don't really care to prove myself.
Then we can have the world class debate.
No, I just don't care to prove myself.
Then you're Richarlison.
You had a good couple seasons.
Because when we look at it like this, are we actually recording?
Yeah,
we're recording.
Oh, shit. pause it.
We're not pausing. Right, no pauses.
All right, we'll talk about it later. Anyway, people, welcome to Spare Change Podcast. Hello, people. How you doing?
Hi. Hello.
Hopefully, everyone's okay. Good evening. To the right of me, we have
Rax.
Yeah, and over to the other Luke. Right of me, we have here.
Yeah.
Luke.
I said Luke already.
Oh, did you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. My bad. My name's Fabs. As you know already. Yes, people.
Back.
It's been a lovely week. It's been
a very eventful week.
It's been an eventful week, man. The sun has been shining.
Since last week, a lot of stuff's happened, man.
Carnival, the sun was shining. Good times.
It was hot for a carnival, though, man.
Imagine that.
It was, man.
Bro, you must have been sweating.
Yeah, man, proper.
Plenty sweat.
Yeah, proper.
No sweat, everything sweat.
Like, it was all right, yeah? And then we got into, like, the crowd, and it was just a bit nuts.
It must have been, like, a pocket of hot air.
Yeah, like, yeah, in the crowd, like no, it just got mad hot. Like, no, it was just nuts. Like,
what stages did you touch, by the way? Did you touch Rampage and that?
Unfortunately, we did not. We just followed floats.
Mm. Next time, go on a float, man.
Yeah, you know what? That's the vibe.
Yeah, I'll plug.
That's the vibe. That's the vibe.
Baby! Baby! We want our tickets.
Boom. Yeah, for real. So, yeah. Carnival was alright, man. Carnival was okay. It was different this year, I felt, though. Like,
why?
It just felt a little bit different. I think maybe because I went on a Sunday. I don't usually go on a Sunday, usually a Monday.
Different vibe,
innit? A little bit different, a tiny bit different.
Is it still kids there?
It's bare young.
You know what? When is
this
bare young? Is there bare kids? Like, bare kids are
there
isn't, around?
But definitely there are. I did see a lot of prams being pushed. I did see a lot of kids, like little kids, like toddlers.
It's supposed to be kids' day because you're supposed to, like, on the floats. I think kids are supposed to be on the floats,
right.
Doing their thing, like on the
steel
bands and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and performing. Mm-hmm. That's why it used to be kids' day, but obviously, like.
But if you have a pram, like you're pushing a baby, then
I know you shouldn't be in that environment.
Yeah, you
should. No, I'm talking about like definitely. Kids that can walk, like like 5, 6, 7 year olds.
Yeah, not pushing the pram, and the baby's in the pram, but you've got a mad crowd around the
and the baby's hot. The baby must be hot,
bro. Roasting, mad. Jesus, in a pram.
No. I was just like, rah.
That's not the environment to have your kid now.
But you would inspire the kid to walk.
there's one situation where a mum is dancing with her youth, yeah, and the baby's bracking it out, like busting out the dance moves, yeah. And she's dancing with the ute, yeah. And then like some brother come, like she's dancing, and then like brother comes up behind her and starts whining her while she's dancing. It was bare funny.
Did
like,
she have it?
I don't know if she was having it or not. Like it was weird, but she didn't like push man off or move away. She knew, you know what I mean.
Like my baby mum, she getting licked.
Licked, yeah. Wife in that. Why for the lick? You're licking, yeah? Okay.
Nah, licking like, you know what I mean?
Is it?
Neck.
Okay. Licking her neck.
Yeah. Licking her neck, yeah.
Right. Anyway, how was your weekend, Rex?
It was good, man. It was good. I was in Dam. It was good. It was an eventful weekend.
More brownies.
Too many brownies, man. Too many brownies.
What was your experience with brownies?
They didn't really set in like that for me. They didn't really set in like that. Because I thought basically they were working, innit? Because I did a couple brownies. I did a couple gummies as well. And I thought it weren't working. Like, weren't working.
I warned you. I warned you.
And it was dumb as well because I topped it off with the weed. Okay, yeah. I topped off with the weed. Because basically I told you, man, I did the brownies.
What weed did you have?
Yeah, did you, any strains? Any specific strains?
Did Ami? There was still Ami.
Nah, man, that was boring.
I was tripping. I was tripping out.
You might as well gone Pecker.
Bro, I hit the Ami first.
Ami might be the worst thing you could have. Ami's so strong.
You could have got Cali. You could have got OG Kush.
Why do you
could have got some lemon?
Lemon like, haze.
Soothing.
I know, but Manny.
Silver haze.
There was
so many strains of weed, and man just gets ends weed.
You could have gone Peckham and got a little lodge.
I'm kind of happy I kind of did that because imagine if I did something else and I would have been. Imagine what I told you, man.
Did they explain to you the different kinds of weed, Satvia and Indica?
They did all that stuff.
So I don't know. I can't remember which one Ami is.
What did you do?
I did the one that makes you mellow and not, no, sorry, the one that makes you supposed to make you a bit more livelier. They both like they make me sleepy. It makes me sleepy nonetheless. But the one that makes me a bit livelier, like I could feel it was a bit better.
I'm trying to find that OG.
Trying to find that OG Kush.
Oh, I had OG
Bruce Banner.
Oh yeah, OG Bruce. And we're never gonna find that weed ever again.
Bro, that shit was amazing.
That was the weird.
Did you do brownies when you were out there last time? Fabs. Hmm? We went out there with Luke.
Yeah, we went out there. Yeah, so no, we didn't do.
Did you do brownies?
No, we didn't.
We just did weed. No, we just did weed. Straight weed. Okay. We put it into
That's probably good though.
We put the weed into there was no chip. It was just straight weed. And yeah, that's when
it's mad though. It's mad to me that because obviously you can go to walk into a pub or something and the weed's just there. Just there for you to roll. Like
you're not
mad.
You're not allowed to have any chip though in a lot of the coffee shops.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. There was no chip.
You're supposed to use like that wood chipping stuff, but yeah, I brought in tobacco last time I went. Because I ain't using that wood chipping stuff.
No.
It's weird looking. But yeah, what was it?
It was good, man. I told you, I was chipping. Like, I told you, I did all the brownies, did all the gummies, and then I hit the Ami, and then I hit the first one. I was like, I felt it. Then I hit another one, and then I thought, let me get out of there. I saw Bear Man just walking in and out of this place.
Yeah.
Bear Man walking in and out. I thought, let me get out of it. That would make me paranoid.
The paranoia.
So I was setting in. So I was thinking, like, fuck it, let me get out of here. I walked outside. And then, yeah, I felt like I was sinking in the floor. I told you. But then I had my vape maxes. I wasn't too sure. I was walking on air kind of thing. But I did feel like I was sinking as well at the same time.
Man is Inception.
Yeah, bro. I thought if I tripped at one point, yeah, I'd be on the floor just laying out. I wouldn't get back up. I'd be done. But Amsterdam is mad. It's a good place. It went red light, obviously.
What was that saying? Because
it's just mad. They're always calling you over, man. They're always trying to call you over, giving you bare eye contact.
Some sirens.
Tapping on with.
Yeah.
Bear that. I'm like, I saw bear guys is haggling prices as well. Yeah, bear haggling.
Yep.
Bear haggling. Yep. Do you know the prices of one of these ladies? I think it's like 30 euros.
I think it's like 30 or 40 euros. Yeah. But I'm not sure.
In that region, but that's mad cheap, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad cheap.
That's
all
right.
So, like.
And these women have bare, like, they got the boobs done. Maybe Brazilian buttless, lips done, everything. And they're charging 30 euros. Imagine, for that package.
So they're probably at 10 man. So they're making probably three bills a day. Let's do the math. Three bills a day.
Yeah.
They have a pimp as well.
That makes them work.
So that's... They're splitting that in half. this is a mad as...
I might be a pimp still.
You'll be a pimp?
I would be still.
You'll get a lot of money from it. Definitely. You're taking the biggest cut, probably.
It's legalized in them countries, but
if I become a pimp, am I money?
Huh? Are you money?
Four class. I'm kind of happy with Giroud, though. I'm kind of happy with Giroud. I think I am.
Giroud?
Yeah.
Yeah, Giroud.
Giroud's not bad.
Yeah, Giroud's not bad, man.
I'd say Giroud.
He's won a World Cup.
He won a World Cup.
I'm there.
Won Europa. He's there. Scored the winning for Europa, you know?
Yeah. He's a good team, man.
These guys don't know what we're talking about.
Right? I know.
Like, what are we talking about? If you want to know, message us in it. Yeah. Message us directly. And we'll break it down for you.
But yeah, man, I'll be a pimp still.
What would you gain from it?
Bad money.
Yeah, but...
And bitches.
Why don't you just become a gigolo?
Hmm?
That's the simple way. Why don't you become a gigolo?
A gigolo?
Say yourself to the women.
But that means I'm the product.
Yes, yeah, you're and you're the one that's...
I don't want to be the product.
No, but you're it's an end-to-end process. Like, it's simple business. You're the product. You're the pimp of yourself. Because
the thing is, the difference is, yeah, with...
You're your own boss.
Actually, it's probably not even a difference, really.
You decide when, you, the difference when you lay
is,
down.
No, the thing is, yeah, it's really not a difference. Like, you, if you are the product in that situation, a gigolo or a one of the hoes, you always end up fucking, like... unattractive people.
Yeah, unattractive women. Yeah. Yeah.
But you need to think about it. It's a job. No. Someone has to do the job.
It's true. Someone's got to do rather, the if work. I was going to do something like that, I'd rather be an escort.
An escort?
Yeah.
Mm. How much are you charging? Have you asked this before? How much are you charging for your escort services?
How much do they charge or how much would you charge?
Both now.
How much would I charge?
Yeah. How much do you think it is for escort?
I mean, my dick A1. So, I mean, I got a
bright,
lovely tag on it. and yeah, my dick game don't come with the throat. So,
raw.
Man's not doing the bundles.
Man's not, there's no bundles. What's the bundle? What's the bundle offer?
I can't do that. Like, that's private stuff.
So you're not giving up the mouth like that?
Nah, okay. Pause. No, man. Yeah, pause that. Why for that? Why for that? My price. What for a... Right, cool. So what? A good old-fashioned beat. I'm going to... Right, I'll name them, yeah? So, okay, cool. So the good old-fashioned beatdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the price list. The good old-fashioned beatdown. I'd say about 400.
400? What is that for a night when I'll... Night.
But hey, that's depends how long you need it. How long you need it for? Like,
how long do you
Big man, don't ask me them questions.
Oh, okay. You're right for that. No. Yeah, so the good old-fashioned beatdown. The quickie nippy. Yeah.
I said the quickie nippy.
Yeah. The quickie nippy.
What's a quickie?
For me, everyone's definition is... a quickie is about 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Mine's 15. I'm not saying I'm not even bigger. No, I'm not bigging myself up.
It's trying to put me down.
No, I'm not bigging myself up, but I've got a problem.
Right?
I just wrote not in 10 minutes. It's my problem.
Is it?
Like, unless, like,
that's mad.
Okay, definitely easy. That's easy for me. 10 minutes, yeah. Could be. Maybe less than that. Sometimes. Depends.
Yeah, man, it's
Wait, we're not scooting past that.
What do you say?
Man, we're trying to run past that really quickly. No, man's like, yo, so, like, yeah, like, busting 10 minutes. Sometimes quicker than that.
What? 8 minutes. Give me 8 minutes. Depends on what I'm doing. Like, if I get out of here.
No, like, I'm jealous. Like, sometimes, like, you want to be out there in, like, 3 minutes. You want to be just quick, bam, 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 before you
Who
go out.
Buses in 3 minutes, that's mad.
Before you go out to Virgins. Eat. Bam, 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 bam. Just quick. Go out to before dinner. Pam, oh, the Uber's here in 3 minutes. Bam, 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 bam. Go. Out. You're out. You're gone. You're gone. Imagine that. Imagine the world.
Nah, if I not quit, like, ever, I have to give another round. I can't.
So what, later on in the evening?
Yeah. Not later in the evening, but it'd be a quick turnover. Just oh. It's not usually what I'll do, but
to say pride? To say face?
Absolutely.
To say face?
I can't, because... Now I can't allow you thinking that that's me. That ain't me.
Why if it's already your chick? Why if it's your chick though? She knows it.
No, but that doesn't usually... It won't happen with my chick. That stuff doesn't usually happen with my girl. If it does happen, then it's fine, innit? I don't need to, because it's fine. It is what it is, innit? But, and I won't feel bad. But, like, if it's, like, a thing that I'm trying to, like, you get me? Then I have to, I'll give you the next...
Wallong. Your man's phone's all silent, by the way.
Yeah, my phone's all silent.
I've got to give you the wallah. Voila.
I said voila.
I said a magician.
Voila.
Damn.
So, Fabs is £400 for any of you ladies that want to rent him out. good old fashioned beat. At us at the spare change and the pump services, we will. I'll take £100 out of that for booking fees. £100
for what?
Booking fees
for what?
Booking fees, isn't it?
Oh, for you.
For you? No, don't. No.
You're not my pimp.
No. £100 booking fee, innit?
Nigga, that's not how it works.
If they at the Spare Change Podcast, if they DM us...
Are you trying to take a commission?
Yes, £100 booking fee.
Fam, I did all the work.
Of course you would have done that. Of course you would.
£100 booking fee, man.
Oh, goodness. Yo, I'm not going to lie. No, we got to speak about that, yeah? Let me tell you something, yeah? What? I've actually been playing this little game by myself for a while, yeah?
What's it called?
I've been trying to like the photo before your friends. Luke does.
Oh, you've done too many times. Bro, all the
literally,
time.
I've been playing this game by myself for a few weeks now.
I've been doing the same.
And I'm losing severely.
Man's always
this
liking
guy,
teams.
I'm literally, I think it's like 5-1. He's like he's always there before me. Yeah. Always there before me.
Is man always on social media?
I think he set notifications for her.
I ain't got no notifications on anyone's page, yeah?
No, I'm not trying to get man in trouble because it's just fucking figure. But it's so funny because
But sometimes you just have to like double tap in it.
I hate you still.
I said your door. I've been on Instagram for a minute still.
I saw you like something today. I saw you like something.
Nah, what was it?
No, you're Andy Carroll. You're Andy Carroll still.
I don't even want to say it.
Nah, bro.
I saw you like something today.
Nah, bro. You're Andy Carroll still.
Please simmer down.
100% you're Andy Carroll.
What's telling me to simmer down? Niggas are playing games with my Instagram.
No, Luke, I can't beat you still. Luke's got to this before me. Like, how?
All the time, bro.
Man's on Instagram for 24/7.
I'm really not. That's the mad thing about it.
You really are, man.
No, I refresh at the right times, innit?
I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to even say that because that's kind of mad.
Nah, say what you need to say.
Nah.
I'm already in trouble.
Nah, not you. It's not about you. It's not about
me. No, you know what it is? Like, sorry. Oh, fuck. Yeah, nah, but that, yeah. I'm going to stop playing that game now still.
Yeah. I know you men are playing the game.
I've lost.
I just won't like anything.
Nah, you like.
That's such a lie, bro.
Yeah, you're lying.
It's kind of hard not to. Oh, look at that. That's some good stuff.
But I get rid of the like soon, innit? So
no, I definitely did it for UK, by the way.
Really?
It's only for like other countries.
No, they're testing it out in Australia. That's where
they're planning to roll it out.
Roll it out worldwide.
Yeah, they want to roll it out. I don't see how that would help, though. You think that would help?
With what? What's it meant to help with, though?
Like people getting bullied or something, or
bullied.
So just there's been a rise in mental health disorders since obviously social media has gotten like extremely popular, and that's obviously due to the fact that whenever you get a like, for example, it sends endorphins, and you get me, gives you a good feeling, all of that.
But I don't understand what this deactivate your social media is a big issue, innit?
It's not easy.
It's not easy, man.
What? Just not. You got WhatsApp.
If you're a big person on social media, if you're one of these like influencers and stuff like that,
you're getting cake. You know what?
You're getting cake for it, but you need the gratification of likes. Though you need to get likes. You're always aspiring to get the most.
No. The likes are like it's equivalent to branding. So you can obviously go to a brand and say, okay, I get this many likes on my thing. That's irrelevant. I'm talking about people that actually have a mental health issue. And saying like Instagram and these things are causing them to,
you got to look at it like this, yeah, like
harm themselves and stuff like that.
People are people go on Instagram and they see other people's lives and they actually think that that people's lives are better than they actually seem. Like Instagram isn't a real depiction of some people's lives.
Yeah,
it's not. Like, it's just, it's like, you know, Instagram is just a very organized, some people organize their pages to where they only post up really nice things, so it makes it look like they're living a certain lifestyle when they're probably just eating cornflakes for dinner. real talk. So
Instagram's like GTA when you have the cheat codes, innit?
Yeah.
So like, you get all the weapons, all of that, and you look sick.
Mm.
But no one sees the grind if you don't have them cheat codes, innit? No one sees everything behind that.
Yeah.
All the missions you've had to do, all of that madness.
So imagine if your life is shit, but then you see that every day. Like, you see that every day and whatever, and you think that person. So, like, it's that plus also, like, likes as well. And likes have something to do with it, because if I put up a picture and I get 15 likes, and you put up, like, a similar picture and you get, like, 200 likes.
Yeah.
Mm. That, you know what I mean? That's going to make you feel that a certain type of way. Like what am I doing? Or if someone close to you maybe is getting bare different likes, and you're thinking, well, what am I doing? Like, so it just starts affecting you in a certain type of way, which is why they're trying to figure out ways to kind of...
But self-esteem is coming from the internet rather than from yourself nowadays. So, like...
Self-esteem?
Yeah. How obviously, so? If people are liking your stuff, that's boosting your self-esteem, is it not?
Right.
Rather than real life. You're not getting...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Your self-esteem's not getting boosted in real life. So, that's clearly, like, an issue there within yourself. You're finding... If social media is that much of an escape for you to go there because you've got these issues already and you can see that it's impacting you because it's affecting your self-esteem after that, then why do you continue to go there?
No, but the problem is that a lot of people don't know. I don't think a lot of people realise that the social media is affecting them.
Yeah, because you know how much time you can spend, like, on social media, bro?
It's like just scrolling. Yeah, like it's literally...
It's like a habit sometimes. You know,
like Instagram is built the way it's built.
On a gambling machine. It's like a gambling machine.
Scrolling.
It's built to keep you going.
That's how they make it.
It's like a gambling machine. That's how they built the psychology behind it. Yes. As the same as a gambling machine, isn't it?
100%.
So,
you know, a lot of these people don't know. And we got to remember as well, like, we're pretty much the first generation of social media. Like, we are.
We are.
Yeah.
So, and my sister's generation.
Well, they had Facebook, though, no?
Yes. Yeah, so they Facebook. Were just before us.
They had...
Oh, no, what was it? Like,
they were just
MySpace. MySpace.
They had MSN before we did.
They had MSN. They had
Facebook also before we did. They were on MySpace.
It's MySpace, I think, was before Facebook.
I think MySpace was big in there.
MySpace was proper big. My sister's time. Yeah, proper big.
I was trying to
understand. That was just before us.
What was MySpace like? Like, was it like...
I remember I had it, but I couldn't understand it.
You had your top friends and stuff like that. It was like a wall.
Was it like LinkedIn? It reminds me of LinkedIn.
And we had Bieber.
So yeah, it was sort of you.
It looks like LinkedIn.
Sort of like... No, it wasn't like LinkedIn.
That's professional services.
Yeah,
MySpace. LinkedIn.
I've seen MySpaces that look like LinkedIn. If I remember it correctly,
maybe.
I can still find MySpace.
But MySpace is just like, it was like a wall of stuff. And then,
yeah, LinkedIn.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Then.
Yeah.
And then you had your top. And then you had your top.
I don't use it anymore. Well, I need to actually update it, to be fair. New jobs and that.
Might want to try to hide it.
New job alert. MySpace. Let me go.
MySpace looks a bit mad now. It looks like flipping.
You see?
Look at this.
MySpace. Yeah, looks like LinkedIn. Look at
this. Oh, you're mad at? Oh.
No, but MySpace. Okay. Obviously, it's just some sort of news thing now. It's not being used.
MySpace was mad back in the day.
They're gonna bring it back probably somehow.
No, definitely not. Nah, it won't.
No, but if the website's still active,
it can't survive. No, there's no way it can survive against the juggernauts.
Yeah.
First of all, it can't survive Facebook, and Facebook have their hand in like three other companies already. So
Facebook own Insta,
Insta, they own WhatsApp.
Twitter,
Facebook,
Twitter's a mad thing still.
They're
their own entity.
It's crazy as well.
Twitter's probably one of the only ones that I've had to like last did, because Twitter's been about for a while.
I think Twitter
was about when Facebook
2009
yeah.
Twitter was about when Facebook kind of first started, right?
Yeah, yeah. So no. I think it came literally like a year or two after. It's like a year or two after.
Like a year or two after, but it was still that's still a long time. Look how long Facebook's been
around. Yeah, and they don't own Twitter. Like, it's mad. But I think Twitter, like, from the messages that come through in the group, Twitter's funnier than and better than Instagram. Like, just I see the funniest, stupidest shit on Twitter.
But I think that's because you can. I think that's because you could.
There's no restrictions.
There's no restrictions on what you can post, and they won't take it. Is there no restrictions on Twitter? I don't really use Twitter. I'm not gonna lie.
There is now because of just the generation that we're in now. The whole cancel culture and. You just say vegans. How did you get here? Like, where did you? You got to show us you're working out, man. Jesus.
I'm joking.
Twitter used to be a place where you could write anything you wanted, like anything you wanted, don't matter what it was. No one would think anything of it. But now, that's changed, isn't it? Because of the whole cancel culture thing. And, you know, I mean, people are moving mad sensitive these days. Proper sensitive. But with the whole Insta thing, I think it is good though, because it will help. I think it will help, man, people, because people are seriously like looking at people's lives way too much, and that's a problem.
Yeah, man.
Like,
I agree.
You shouldn't be looking at other people's lives so much, especially on social media, where like especially rappers and just people who you admire that are famous and stuff like that have a lot of money. They're on there showing their life. That can also have a mad negative effect on you.
But it should also have a positive on some people. Like,
it can have a positive though. Yeah, it can.
And a lot of people have like gained employment and jobs via Instagram. This is their livelihood now, isn't it? It's accessible. Anyone can kind of like blow from these media platforms.
Yeah, look at that. What's it called? Amber wasn't. She didn't apply for like Love Island. Did she
find her on Instagram?
They just found her on Instagram, and then she got the thing for the
same thing. Love Island. So
keep doing your thing. Well,
I mean, so
I don't just keep doing your thing on Instagram.
There's positives and negatives to this like thing.
Yeah, there's positives and negatives.
But because it's all about interaction, isn't it? If you can't see the interaction, how do companies know if they can fuck with you?
Because
you can have 200,000 followers, but if you're getting 4 comments and 30 likes, then that don't make no sense. There's no, you know what I mean, but interaction on your page. So, positives and negatives.
What's your question, Luke?
No, I was gonna ask a random question that was mad off topic.
What is that?
What's gonna happen to with the girls that were doing Hot Girl Summer? Like, summer's done now.
They found a man.
Who?
I don't know, not me.
What are they going to do?
Not me, though.
It's a bit funny.
Pregnant girl, winner.
Trading their lime green suits for black ones. And
for trackies.
Yeah.
For trackies, yeah.
Them lime.
The off-white one that Jordan's put out.
The lime green, the thing that you posted earlier.
Who posted?
Fabs posted, I think.
What the thing on Insta, yeah.
The thing on Insta, what was it?
I haven't seen one sundress this summer. What I've been seeing is girls dressing up as lime green wrestlers.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. Like, what was it with the neon this summer?
It's a trend, isn't it? It's trending.
I don't know. Like, honestly, I have no idea.
Like, but you're looking like a road cone. You're looking like a cone.
Yeah, looking like a fucking hive.
You stand out. Stand out in it, though. You stand out in it. That's the thing, innit? You want to be seen.
Wearing it, though.
Huh?
They're everywhere.
Wearing it.
Yeah, it's a water thing, isn't
it? That is mad.
Bare high vids. Bare high vis.
No, I actually saw people in high vis jackets.
Bro.
This summer's been a mess, man.
High vis.
This summer's been a mess.
Yeah, that is a proper weird choice.
It's a weird trend, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Who ever thought the high vises, that kind of high vises would be popular?
Popping.
The thing is, the green isn't even nice.
The neon green, yeah.
I think that's my least favorite.
It's yellow.
Yeah.
It's
my eyes. It's deep, right?
Yeah, it's mad.
Somebody get a look good in it, though. We can't lie.
Was that the highlight of your carnival? The neon green?
What? They're not talking about it anymore. What are you on about?
Just asking.
I'm money.
Yeah? No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, I'm joking.
No, you're not.
Definitely Marnie, because you got to think.
No,
about
it is. Yeah, no, you know.
You can't be Marnie. You know, like, Marnie's on the same class as Sam.
You know why?
So come on, man.
No matter what, yeah. D this guy, I can't allow him to do it. Because he, no matter what you say, yeah?
What?
He'll have to, like, he has to be, like...
You're Jordan Henderson.
Because he already thought, when we were going through it, he's already thought he was...
You captain a team to a like Champions League final. Lacazette. You've won a Champions League final.
Yeah! I thought it was Lacazette.
Nah, I'm trying to say, I'm not Lacazette.
Giroud, man.
I should be, though, but...
It's Giroud, man.
You might be Jesus.
Jesus? Or just come off the bench.
Yeah.
Nah, scores a couple plays.
You're a dickhead, too. That's a dickhead.
No, because... Coming off the bench, he scores bangers.
Oh, yeah, because if you put me in a... If you put me in a... Okay, let me not get...
What were you going to say?
Put me in the field, I'll score the goals. Put me, take me off the bench, I'll come on the field, score the goals. Done.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mazin.
That's facts though. Five a side, innit?
Five a side.
Five a side.
Five a side.
Five a side.
Them pitches are a bit smaller though.
Still perform. Still performer.
I stick to being in goal.
Pop out.
What were we saying before? I don't remember though. How did we get here?
Lime green. Like, we got from Lime Green from Hot Girl Summer to Lime Green.
Man, the Hot Girl Summer's over. You bitches were wilding. Like, you bitches.
Hot Boy Summer done as well, yeah?
There was never a Hot Boy Summer. There shouldn't have been a Hot Boy Summer.
It shouldn't have been a Hot Boy Summer.
It was Hot Boys versus Hot Girls. Who won this summer?
Hot Boys.
Hot Boys won.
Yeah.
Hot Boys.
I've been following Little Duval. He's been tallying the points.
How did the Hot Boys win? How did the Hot Boys win?
We just got more points.
How?
How? Because we did more.
We? So you're part of the Hot Boys?
Yeah.
How did you guys...
You did good.
Alright, cool. Give me your math. Your match
honorary
performance. Honorary Hot Boy.
Yeah, it's that's the word. Do the maths. I don't know. Like, we're up at least like 2,000 points.
How so? How do you get these points, though?
Yeah, I'm following Little Duval. He's tallying the points.
But some of these guys are hot boys, and they're getting these hot girls pregnant, and they're down 18 points for 18 years.
Say what? Show me working out. Show me working out, please.
If you're getting a hot girl pregnant, it's mad.
Hot girls are normal girls.
Are they?
They're just trying to get attention and... You get me? Trying to just live their best life, innit?
Yeah, but should you really be going for those girls that are trying to get that attention?
You know what? Yeah. Okay, cool. That made me think about something. So, like... I can't say this before I say it, because I was just about to say it and it was going to sound mad wild
and
directed at... Yeah. So it's not that at all. But, like... Everyone's girl was someone's hoe at some point in time. Do you not think? I'm just saying.
Man, I had to say the disclaimer because I was just gonna say that. Yeah, that was gonna sound nuts. So, but yeah, there was a guy that disrespected
my girl.
No, in general. I'm saying in general, the girl, like your girl, like was someone's, like just ting, innit?
Yeah.
At one point, innit?
Yeah.
So in saying that.
No, but she wasn't. She might not have been promoting the fact that she was just someone's ting. Like that. These hot girls promoting that they're someone's ting. Like
yeah, they're
that.
Promoting it because it's a thing now, innit? But before, it wasn't a thing to promote it, but it was happening.
Yeah, but you didn't never know. Now that you know and you got them stripes on your record.
But like still though, like every girlfriend was somebody's.
Yeah.
At some
mad way to look at it though. It's a mad way.
Some point in time she was just getting entertained. She might have been getting run through and being played around by some
F boy.
Nigga.
100%.
Get me. What to think about? You know what I mean?
But it's the same concept, thinking that the person that you're with or your girlfriend or boyfriend haven't slept with anyone else. That's you'll be blind to the world then. It's a similar concept.
Is it?
Because when you reach a certain age, everyone's been fucked about or everyone's been then I'm mad.
True, true. But like, if you're kind of like, so like, you know, when we go, we'll go out to a club, and then you'd be like, okay, if those girls over there acting ratchet, nah, like, I can't wife that. But you might wife a girl who's not acting ratchet at the time, but she does act ratchet, or she has act ratchet in the future. So technically, our theory or our process is a bit...
The planets aligned, innit?
No.
That night the moon came out, she didn't want to be a werewolf.
Stop fucking up.
She didn't want to be a werewolf that night.
This guy, bro. This guy's throwing bars. All right.
Yeah, spit of knowledge, man.
Nah, hey.
Spit of knowledge like I went college.
Is it?
Well, I did go to college. Terrible college as well. Terrible, terrible college.
Yeah, no, so, yeah.
Did you man's college have metal detectors?
No.
I am mad. What college did you go to?
Lewisham.
Like, Lewisham was dangerous, though.
They had metal detectors.
Lewisham was dangerous.
Yeah, metal detectors.
What college did you go to, guys?
Yeah, funny. Dulwich.
Dulwich College. Oh, nice.
I said Dulwich College. I'm fucking done.
I went Bromley.
A man just accepted
it. I was gonna go Bromley.
Yeah, Bromley.
Why didn't you go Bromley?
I can't remember now.
What college did you go to, blood?
I just said.
Oh, yeah, we're mad.
No, I did just say. That's what it was.
That. Please up.
Yeah, don't worry. It was Dulwich, though.
I know what that is, but I don't know.
It is Dulwich. It was
Dulwich. It wasn't Dulwich. It wasn't called Dulwich.
What's it called?
I went to your college, nigga.
Ah, cool.
I went into your college. I went with you. You and...
I know.
That worked. That ain't no Dulwich.
Apparently it is. No,
so. It's on the main road.
I don't know what you... I don't know why.
Next to Dixie's.
I don't know.
Don't tell me that's in Dulwich. There ain't no Dixie's. There ain't no Dixie's in Dulwich.
I'm finished. No. But
oh yeah, we didn't talk about something actually. I want to get you man's view. Then putting the knife crime stuff on the chicken boxes. We never touched on it.
Yeah, we never did.
Oh yeah.
Go so, on, the everyone probably knows like the government spent how much?
I can't remember how much it was.
Did they actually do this, by the way?
50k, I think.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Actually on the chicken boxes.
Yeah. I've been Morley since it's happened, but
you saw from Morley. It wasn't yours.
No.
It wasn't that.
No.
Which one did you go to?
Sydenham.
Oh, okay. Oh. They didn't put, yeah, definitely. They probably didn't put it there. Yeah.
So, like, the government decided to put anti-knife crime things on chicken boxes, thinking that will get to the black people's hearts.
You know what? I see where they were going with it.
You're that guy. What do you mean you see where they're going with it?
No. I don't agree with it. I think it's stupid, but I see what they were trying to...
What kind of slogans, what kind of things were put on it?
I think people's, like, stories, like, about knife crime, stuff like that.
Like, well, I got stabbed the other day from that.
Like, yeah, because it's like the cigarette thing, innit? Cigarette packets.
Smoking kills.
Yeah.
So chicken kills.
Nasty chicken kills. Photos on it. Putting nasty photos on it. To
kind of so that like, I used off. To carry a knife and then...
Now I'm eating chicken.
Like, so like...
No.
Oh,
no.
Now I'm eating chicken.
I used to carry a knife and then that knife got used on me. That kind of
thing. Yeah.
That kind of thing. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I guess so. I didn't read any of them.
I never... Yeah. I never read it either.
But like... I can see where they were trying to go with it, but it's just stupid. It don't really make sense.
It don't make sense at all.
But what I'm...
Because it's like, alright, cool. Let me get watermelon and just put, like, anti-knife crime on watermelon
like,
as well.
Right, I see it like this, though. Like, I say it like this. At least they're trying to do something.
Big man, just put a tracking device on each knife. Or not tracking device, a serial number on each knife.
Okay, cool. How fucking practical is that, though?
That's more practical.
Putting a tracking device.
Not tracking device, a serial number.
That's not practical.
What's that going to do? Is that going to stop someone from picking up a knife?
So when a person purchases that knife, that serial number is tracked to that person.
Nah.
It's to their address.
More time they're getting it from their house is their mum's house.
Exactly. So they know exactly where that knife's coming from. So if it's tracked onto... If you're a child... Or 16 plus someone, and you
what's
know.
To say that I don't go to your house. I don't go. I'm in your house right now. Yeah. Easy, I don't take
it's
your life.
Easier to link the crime to you, then, isn't it?
Yeah. Nah. That doesn't. There's
ways around.
There's a way. Cool. There's ways around it, but There's a way around. But me putting messages on chicken boxes is any better than that?
It's not a good idea, but I'm saying it's like, at least they're trying to do something. Because all we do is complain about the situation, but don't do anything. Mm-hmm. As a community, we are very... someone said this the other day on a podcast, that we're very reactive.
Mm-hmm. We're not proactive, though.
Yeah, we're not proactive at all. But then when someone does something, we complain about that thing, but we don't kind of go, right, okay, at least you're trying to do something, but that weren't the right thing. Maybe you should do this. There's no ideas coming from people. Like, that's another thing with social media. Like, it's just, people just want to have bants on it all the time. So when you're talking about a serious issue, it just ends up everyone joking about it. Like, because that's all everyone did. Like, once they saw this, they were just making everyone in the comments trying to make their best joke about it. And it's like, nah, it's a serious subject. Like, if you're actually going to say something about it, what's your idea? What would you do to move this forward? Because it's actually a serious issue.
I've just got one of the slogans here. It's kind of mad. It's got Sean's story. It's kind of blurry, so I'm trying to read it. It's kind of blurry. When I grew up, there weren't a lot of opportunities. I had a bag of group of hands. I can't read this blood. It's too blood.
But anyway,
but it's a dump.
Chicken shops are mostly in areas where there's not a lot of opportunities. You're telling my man story about my life.
One second, let's find out.
They're telling a story about my life. Cool.
The problem is, it's technically it's kind of racist.
It's hella racist.
That's the thing as well. That's it.
It's hella racist.
The fact is that we are not the worst stabbing city in the UK.
Where is?
Like Scotland. There's like worse stabbings and stuff like that going on up there and stuff like that. It's not here. But they make it seem like it's here.
Oh, here it is.
Because of some sort of agenda, because it's all like, every time they talk about a stabbing, it's only in certain places. Like, if some white people stabbed each other up in Chelsea, I'd die, it'd even be on the news. I don't even really think it would be on the news.
No.
So, like, it's always certain places. It's always Brixton. It's always Hackney. It's always Tottenham. It's always, Wood Green. It's always, you know what I mean? Like, it's always those to Peckham's. So, it is racist, because obviously chicken shops are predominantly in those areas. So, like, you know what I mean? Black people like chicken.
Everyone likes chicken. Chicken's delicious, unless you're vegan.
I'm not trying to read my chicken box while I'm eating chicken.
Oh, no. I'm barely trying to...
These kids ain't going to be reading these chicken boxes while they're getting chicken.
But that's not going to... The thing is, like, obviously, that's not going to stop it, but it's like... But obviously, as I said, I see where they're going with it, because it's like the cigarette thing, isn't it? And, you know, sometimes seeing or reading something nasty or seeing what, like...
They tried to go down that route, innit? It's bad. Yet. That's not the way. It's not the way to go about it. That's definitely not the way. These guys are going to read the chicken. They're not going to read the chicken. But
what is the way?
Dash it on the floor.
They're going to dash it away.
I don't get paid the government money.
Nah, that's a bad way to look at it, though.
It's a bad way to look at it, but I just said the way I thought. You guys found the ways around it, but there's a potential. Like, I know it's a big brother state.
You know what? The reason I say that don't work, that don't solve the issue. We want stabbings to stop. You're basically just, you know, saying, stab them. You can still stab it. It's like, your rigs, nigga. Like, that's what you're really saying. But we want it to stop. So it's like, how do you get it to stop? Or it's never ever going to fully stop, but you want it to drop dramatically, or to make it so kids don't have to do that shit. Like, I think I said it on previous podcast. I just personally think the generation that are around now that are doing madness, so let's say 12 to 19, let's say that, it's that age bracket that's doing all the stabbings, everyone before that, like, everyone, like, maybe from 1 to 10, like you have to kind of install in them that that shit isn't okay. Like, and I think that's a duty of every parent, especially in black communities, or just not even black communities, just obviously just working class communities across the whole of the city and the whole of the UK. Let's just say London. To enforce that on their kids and make sure that they know that doing that shit isn't okay and isn't cool. It isn't. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it has to be fed in from early because it's the only way that it can work.
But it's just, it's a revolving door, innit? Because at the end of the day,
the kids
are going to listen to other kids as well. Like, kids have influence over kids more than parents do sometimes.
Yeah.
So other kids are going to be like, all right, cool. I use, for example, someone we know and went to school with, like, they got into a little paso or a little beef for someone. On the way, like, this is in school. This is, like, year 7, 8.
Mm.
And, like, they thought the other person carried a knife. Mm. So someone whispered in this person's ear to carry a knife. And, like, that's how it starts. Like, they think that their life's at risk, so they have to carry something to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem is. It's never going to be, we need to stop the issue from there. They think that this person's carrying it, so I need to do this. They're following their friends, they're following their peers.
Mm.
So it has to stop from that level rather than, a parent can only parent as much as they can.
Mm.
Sometimes you can't stop the kid from doing things when they're not around you, innit?
Well, you know what it is, like, no, but like, you're right. That's true. But just, you have to just, in like just literally make that a theme, like from when they're like 5 onwards, you just make it a thing that you just say to them, however you want to say it, but you just do it. And I know obviously it's not foolproof. It's, you know what I mean, it's not always gonna work.
Yeah, I don't think it will always work, but I think it will make them think twice when they go to do that. If they were
tempted to do that. Like
if they were like, you know what I mean, they'll think twice before doing that. But I don't know.
You need to make them know that it's so bad. Like, you get what I mean? Like, because if you can scare children, like, if you can proper scare a kid, like, they're not going to do that.
But if your child comes to you and says, oh, I'm in a kind of, like, I'm in a fear of my own life being where we are, and you're coming from a background where you cannot afford to move, you have to stay within that area, and this child already has this installed in them, and they continually have these thoughts. These negative thoughts about something might happen to them because so many things happen in their community.
Mm.
There's only so many assumptions the child's going to make by themselves and take action upon themselves to do certain things.
Yeah.
So as I said, it's a revolving door. Like, there's so many different angles to this.
Yeah. But as I said, like, at least they're trying to do something. And I just think as a culture, we got to kind of go, okay, cool, well, that ain't it. But maybe you should do this, and I don't think there's enough people giving out ideas. I just think there's bare critics, not enough chefs. You hear me?
Mm.
Plenty critics, not enough chefs.
I don't think enough shame's given to the people that do these things as well. Like,
that's what
they're not shamed.
That's another thing.
Like
you got people that look at them and like, bro, you're doing that, bro. You're a waste, man. You know what I mean? That's what people got to look at it, but it's not gonna happen either.
Like, I think
these people, the people that can probably do that are not that, they're peers and stuff, and they're probably scared of them, think they're crackers.
Because there was one trend where people were robbing phones bare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did that go to?
They beat them to their
rings. Exactly my point. So like, and the oldest started telling them, "Oh, that's waste. Still, you shouldn't be trying to get money that way."
There was no money in it, innit?
There's no money in it, and it just don't make sense.
Mm.
So like. Yeah, anyway,
that praise is still goes on though.
Occasionally, but it's not a thing anymore. It used to be a thing.
But it's still people still do it. Like, it's not rife. It's not big.
Yeah, but them people are looked as balmy, innit? The end of the day, if you're getting money by robbing someone's phone.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it's kind of been shone upon within that kind of community. Yeah. So it kind of, anyway, we've been touching on this for time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any answers, get us, get the government, get Boris, Brexit, all that. Amazing. He closed Parliament, innit?
Yeah, man, he's wilding. He's really trying to, I hope he's fucking, just bluffing with this whole no deal thing. But if there is a no deal, at least house prices will plummet. House prices might plummet.
Is it?
Why?
It's a matter of time.
Perfect timing.
I mean, yeah, but then we'll be in Brexit. We'll just be like, yeah.
There's going to be another recession soon.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, that's enough politics and all that jazz. Talk about music?
Yeah, man. Hit it up.
All right, cool. So, to the people that don't know out there, Heady One released the album.
Oh, my God.
Music and Road.
I didn't listen to it.
Oh, my days. Why did you come to this podcast?
I didn't actually listen to it.
Why did you come to this podcast?
I forgot.
Why did you come to this podcast?
I saw
podcast?
It, yeah.
Why did you
and
come
then,
to
it? I forgot to listen to it.
I've been banging it since.
Why did you
is
come
it good?
To it? Yes.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's actually good, yeah.
Yes, like, him and K-Trap have done two amazing albums that I didn't expect from both of them.
Oh, K-Trap didn't do an amazing album.
From K-Trap.
It was an amazing
from K-Trap.
Yeah, like four tracks.
Five tracks. How many out of eight?
It went eight. It was way more than that.
From K-Trap?
Yeah, he had like 30 tracks.
30?
13.
Oh.
Anyway.
30.
I don't... Anyway, they're marketing drill artists correctly now. In terms of... Like, they're trying to make them mainstream.
Yeah.
And like, polish and clean up their image.
Tracks, actually.
Oh, there you go.
11 tracks.
Close.
Yeah. And you had like four, I think four of those were good. So, it wasn't amazing, but it was good.
No, I think it was an amazing album from him, from his effort. I never listened to any of his other stuff before, innit?
Hey.
Yeah. So,
Heady's good though.
Heady's good, yeah. Yeah, Heady's better.
A lot.
Why is
a
it
lot
good?
More.
Why is it good?
It's just a mixture of trap. Like, it's the maddest thing is because you get layers of different perspectives from him, but he's still in the same trap mentality, and it's mad.
How many songs has he got that flow?
Watch it.
Every song.
Yeah,
every song.
Every song, yeah.
But cool. The content changes.
Right, cool. All right, then.
Like, one track he's talking about coming home to some good known.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, man made Trap Lover song that he
is
made.
It?
Yeah.
He's got 1800, Back to Basics. So the ones that we do.
Well, you already know already.
You know of them already.
Well, I ain't really been on Snap, innit? So I ain't really seen I ain't seen no driving snaps. So then I'm thinking that. Hear me? I ain't seen no driving snaps. So obviously, I'm thinking, bro, like, can't be that good then.
It's really.
The track that I didn't expect to come from him was the Both track with the that was free to do what you want to do. Sorry about saying
that song, was the wrong key.
Big man, I can't sing.
No, but you could have still got the right key.
I can't get the right key.
It's your free.
Don't be singing. Anyway.
No, to do it. All you have to do.
That's
all
you have to do. Opportunity to sing.
All you have to do. No, but all you have to do is go.
Man's,
do what you
man's
want.
Man's giving
to
a
do.
Singing lesson during the
no,
podcast.
No, but all you have to do is go to do what you want to do. But you went.
Anyway, yeah. I can't sing clearly.
That
but anyway,
that was mad off the record.
Yeah.
Huh?
That note was off the tick.
Your octaves.
That's what you did.
I didn't move like the octaves off like that. Anyway. That Both tune is something I didn't expect from him.
Both was cold.
But it's very, very cold. And commercial, that's the thing. Commercially, it's good. And, like, from a street perspective, he's still chatting his crud.
You said that they're marketing them right now.
Do you have trap guys?
Do you think it's them marketing them right, or just it's just a shift?
No, I think they're marketing them right.
I don't know.
Because there's different...
I think it might be a shift, actually.
I think
it's more so a shift.
I don't think the same way that...
Got a lot more light, and people, I think, are tuning into it, locking into it a lot more now,
popular.
So...
I think it's just popular.
I said that with the Blade thing last week.
It's starting to get popular.
But even, nonetheless, I don't think it's a shift. I think certain trap artists are getting...
The love that they need. But no, I think...
No, they're getting molded into being... kind of a bigger artist than just a trap artist. If you get what I'm saying?
That too, but I do think there's a shift because I think Drill's been looked at a lot more now by people. So I think there is a shift. Like,
I think it's just a shift, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, like people like Diggity. Honestly. What's that Diggity? What's that Diggity track?
No Diet.
No Diet was cold. Mm-hmm. A lot of people banned that as well.
Yeah, but there's
and that's a shift. But that's
there's a commercial. There's a difference between a commercial. Like you're not gonna hear
Diggity. Commercial.
They're both songs very commercial.
No, I was not talking about the both. I'm talking about the No Diet thing. But
yeah, no, but I'm saying like Heady's got like four tracks that can play on radio constantly.
Yeah.
No, that's not getting played on radio. Unless
cares about radio.
Like, no, but I'm saying to you, in general, but if it's getting played on radio, then you can see, like, the commercial benefit of it. Because some people still listen to radio on the way to work.
Right. The only reason I think it's a shift is because I have seen, like, producers, songwriters, rappers, other like singers, they're like getting a lot more shine, like especially the songwriters and stuff and producers, they're getting a lot more shine across the water, like to work on projects with artists over in America and stuff like that. Like they're getting a lot and they're giving a lot of stuff to us as well. And a lot of ideas and a lot of like an amazing, just amazing like ideas to us as well. So I just think it's a shift, like because a lot of these people are getting like,
but a shift is a very
saying they weren't getting a look in.
Saying a shift is a very bold statement because that's in terms of the entire sound of UK. I think it's a phase. It's not a shift.
I think it's a shift.
I think it's a phase. I don't think it's a shift.
No, because the phase insinuates yet, that though, this is going
can't,
away.
You can't
then.
Tell yet, though. Because only now Drew Rice is starting to get looked at a bit more.
No, because if it's
tell,
a phase...
You can't tell if it's a phase or not.
If it's a phase, it's then it's going to go away.
Yeah, it hasn't been long enough, though, either.
It's been 2 years. It's
been a while.
But for Drew artists, Drew artists.
But two... But commercially, artists,
in terms of them getting commercial success... Okay, cool. What do you say about a year or 2 years?
Yeah, but that's...
In terms of them getting commercial success.
Yeah, so for it to be a shift, like if it's still
here, focusing too much on the word shift.
Though, no, but shift is a very big word. It's a very powerful word.
Mm.
But I would still say it's
a shift is like when Stormzy came. That was a shift.
Nah, it wasn't a shift.
That wasn't a shift.
He was grinding though. Yeah,
Stormzy grinded and then just got one lucky.
Was that sharp tune?
Freestyle like thing and it blew up like that was luck. Like,
but he shifted people's perception of Graham.
Yeah,
that's what a shift is.
Yeah, okay.
And then
these men have shifted the perception of Drill because they're out here literally selling out shows, in the charts, top 20, top 10. Shutting down festivals, like so the perception has shifted because of all of these things. If you're seeing Heady One all over music channels, all over like being played on the radio, as you said, at loads of your favourite festivals, do you know what I mean?
Definitely right, so, some so sort of shift. Does a shift count as just one or two artists breaking the mold rather than a whole plethora of artists? Because
that's how it starts though,
no, because I'm just asking, because like shift would mean like a whole plethora of trap artists are gonna, and drill artists are gonna come and make their kind of lane in the UK scene. That's what I think. That's what I view as a shift.
Yeah,
if it's one or two,
I don't think it's been long enough though. I think only time will tell. It's only been like, we only got Heady and I don't even know. I couldn't think of maybe K2K Trap, maybe. Like, I don't know.
So we got K Trap,
I think.
So K Trap's got that one tune with the nail on it.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
So we got Heady, we got K Trap, Lowski. There's another person as well. I can't think right now, but there's another person. And then you got all the other, like, rappers who are just kind of taking on the sound as well. So I think it has been a shift. I feel, because saying it's a phase, maybe phase is just the wrong word that you're using, because phase insinuates that it's gonna end. Which, but like, for example, I thought Afrobeats was a phase. Which I still think it is a phase.
No, it's far from a phase.
So did Bashment. The Bashment phase went on for ages as well.
Bashment still brings off now.
It's not as mainstream as it was.
But you're telling me that like drill's gonna, in three times is drill gonna ring off?
Yeah, it will.
They say drill's gonna ring off in three years time. Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. I think so.
Bashment Afrobeat.
I think in 3 years time there's gonna be a drill. There's gonna be a drill song. That'll be like number one.
Like a lot of Bashment that come out in 2011 could be get played now and it'd be fine.
No, it would. But I'm saying, obviously, I think that the Afrobeat thing is a phase. Yeah, because what happens is that it starts off organic. Yeah, it starts at the bottom. It starts organic, then it works its way up like a little bit, like where all the original artists like African artists are doing the tunes and they're getting the bubbling about and they're getting good. And then other artists from different genres or that they make different sounds, they come in and take the sound and then start using it themselves. Like, you know, like for example, like a Drake or a Swae Lee. That shit's funny.
Are you talking about? There's a Swae Lee and Drake song that's Afrobeat song, basically.
It's actually terrible. But like,
oh yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. I don't
terrible. But yeah, so then and then they take it and then it starts getting washed up and played out and then that's when it fades away.
No,
the same thing will happen with the Bashment phase or the dancehall phase, is that it literally was organic and it came up and then it just started getting mad played out. Niggas were making fucking like fucking people like Nina Sky were making fucking stupid tunes like that, like, and just and then get me, and then Fabulous jumps on a tune with one of them people, and then
it's talking about reggaeton.
No, that's not reggaeton. No, that's Bashment dancehall.
I thought you started talking. You said Fabulous.
Yeah, Fabulous. He jumped on one of them Nina Sky tunes, one of those types of tunes.
Oh yeah,
he did.
Say way back.
That's
that's
reggaeton, blood.
That's not reggaeton.
That's not Bashment.
Is that? It's
dancehall, Bashment, dancehall, and Bashment. I think it might be the same thing, type of thing.
Yeah, dancehall.
Dancehall's not the same type of thing, but you're
gonna claim it, yeah.
But reggaeton, it sounds like reggaeton, but
don't. Uh-oh
sounds like reggaeton to me.
Uh-oh's reggaeton.
Yeah.
That's not the beat, Rex. Please relax, stay calm.
That's the beat, initially.
We need to tell our friends to stop illegally downloading music as well.
What?
Yeah,
Mike's just posted.
He's off of it.
Don't you do that. Don't you do that.
No, I have Apple Music, my guy.
You're new to this, though.
I really am.
Man's probably like, I got Apple Music, big man. You just got there. No. But yeah, I still think Afrobeats is a phase, personally. But that's going on a tangent to what?
Yeah.
It is. I think it is just because, how long has Afrobeats been going on for?
Long. 6-7 years?
Long.
8 years?
How long has Bashment been going on for?
From the beginning of
hip-hop. Wait.
Well, not Bashment, sorry. I was talking about dancehall. Fucking Bashment.
Bro, since 2000, like, you could say, like, just steady. Steady in everyone's hearts. Like, it's been steady. But then it had a long period of time where it was in and everyone was taken from the sound and whatever. And then that was over.
But that wasn't a phase though.
That was a phase because it's over.
Yeah, but everything's going to be over. So you can say everything's a phase. Like, going by that logic.
What?
Going by that logic, because it shifted. It was a shift in culture though.
Drake's sound shifted everything because everything still sounds like this. It sounds like a Drake sound 10 years later. So that's a shift. He's like completely changed everything. You get me? Like a Kanye West shifts the sound.
What UK person shifted the sound?
UK person?
I couldn't tell you. That shifted the sound.
I think Wiley did.
Wiley and Dizzy.
Yeah, I was about to say Wiley and Dizzy.
Yeah, Wiley and Dizzy.
Because they went from
the
grime thing to mad commercial songs that worked for them.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. And there was a shift.
So long ago, man.
Yeah, but
Wiley and Dizzy. Yeah, has to be.
Dizzy Moss.
Yeah, but because he's still kind of, but both of them are still going for that kind of thing. That I said bonkers. Like, both of them are still going for that kind of fun. They're
still trying to do, yeah.
Party. That's their kind of lane, isn't it? Mm. So, anyway, don't know how we got into this.
But Eddie One's thing is good, yeah?
Yeah, Eddie One's good.
What's your stand up track? Because you listen to that.
What's it called? All Above? I think that's the
track. No, it's All Day.
All Day, yeah.
That's your stand up track.
It's either All Day.
I think Kettle Water's mine. Kettle Water's sick. And the one with Captain Carter and crept spazzes on the track. My days, flipping out.
Crept though. Yeah, you did still.
Bits on it. Conan did his thing as well.
Avi was hard still.
Avi was decent as well. Yeah. Avi was hard. They all did their bits.
Avi's good still. Cool. So what are you lot rating that?
Six.
Six, yeah.
He tried to he's got one flow in it, but
he's got one flow.
But he tried to actually put some content in. In regards to, he tried to make a tune for
his first album
for the hood gal them with the gold tooth, and he tried to make a song a retro.
And that song's really good.
It's like, actually a good song. Yeah.
Listen to it. It's called what's it called? Home.
Home.
It's
yeah.
Home. It's cold.
And he's got a retrospective song at the end. Nice. I think. Kind of. Yeah. So yeah, I'd give it a six. Just like it's above average.
You reckon?
6.5. I liked a lot of the tunes on it. The only track I didn't like was what track did I like? The one
I didn't like. There were a lot of Ash.
Balling Piece. I didn't like.
That. I don't actually know. The one with a lot of Ash.
I think that was alright. That's grown on me. I didn't like it. Yeah. Okay. First, I skipped it, but it's grown on me a lot actually. So it's I think it's decent. I don't like the one with Skip Steph London as well. It's garbage.
Oh yes, Nav's in on that song as
delete
well.
Delete that stuff.
That's a weird feature.
What do you not think of Steph?
Steph.
Is Steph a phase?
Steph is. She's got.
I used to think, yeah, that she was like, she could potentially be one of the best female rappers that we have, but she doesn't display her abilities.
She might have lost the
buzz.
I don't think so, but maybe on the way to losing her buzz, she doesn't display her ability enough. She needs to rap a lot more than she does on these tunes that she brings out, like. She doesn't rap enough.
I remember I'm saying I liked her album more than when I listened to Nicki's album.
Yeah, I liked her album was okay. Like
can you name one track from that album?
No, I can't name one from Nicki's album.
What?
Favorite Girl. I like that tune because it's got thing in it.
Hmm.
My Guy from Western.
Highly, yeah.
So yeah, I like that.
I can't remember the track from that album. I think I spent it once and then spent it again. I'm not gonna
lie. I spent it like three times and that was about it. So I can't. And that was last year.
Let's go back to that episode just to see what Rex said, so I can try and see if he's wrong.
You could, yeah. You could probably could. I don't think I might have listened to an album, but I'm
not. Nah, yeah, nah. I hate you.
Yeah, but I think I think she's very talented. She's got a big like power around her.
Yeah.
But it's just what is the next step for her? Innit? Obviously, she's very.
She's got to rap more.
I think it's what I've said.
She'll go on these shows and do a freestyle and it'll be like, rah, she can rap.
Mm. What are you talking about? The Charlie
Soft thing? The Charlie Soft thing. She went on she went on LA Leakers as well, right? One time.
Yeah.
LA Leakers.
In America.
Yeah. America. Sure, America. She did a freestyle there. Good freestyle. So she can rap, but she just doesn't, on her tune that she brings out, she's fucking singing or some shit. Like, I don't want to hear that.
But obviously, she's got a target in it.
I get that, but I don't want to hear it. I don't think any of us really want to hear it. Like, that fucking tune she got with Little Baby is fucking.
Oh, that was
garbage.
Dead. That was.
It's garbage.
That was a dead tune still.
And it's like, why did you food. Even. Why did you think this was good?
That was dead food. And the video looked like. Yeah, it was mad.
People are mocking her, saying her Afro Nation performance was dead.
Yeah.
Like.
Charlie, yeah, she might be on the way to losing the buzz.
They said it was so dead that you could hear the dancers dancing.
Like, no, I think she's probably got something in the tuck, innit? I
don't think she does though, and that's the problem. I actually really think she just thinks that this is okay, and I think that's the problem sometimes with the streaming era is that. With the whole streaming era, is that if you've got like some sort of buzz,
fan base, you got a fan base, innit?
If you keep making bogus tunes,
one of them will hit.
Yeah, like, and it just makes it seem like you should keep on making these dead tunes when you shouldn't. Garbage.
Boy, I'm just waiting for she'll start spitting soon. Something will click.
I don't think she will, man.
Something will click.
She don't spit enough at all.
Something will click.
Even that last album, she was singing quite a lot.
She might hear this and she might start, I'm going to start barring. So, you never know. She could start.
But it's the other side of the coin, though. Like, you got Lady Leisha and she bars it.
Barring.
But, like, she's not really marketable.
Lady Leisha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not very marketable.
She's a barrer.
But she's not marketable. You're not going to...
Miss Banks is.
Yeah, but she's not a crazy barrister.
She can bar.
She's not a crazy like.
I think not as much as.
I think Steph is more barred than she is.
Than what's her name?
Miss Banks.
But that's just down to opinion. It's just down to opinion.
Yeah, okay.
But we see more of Steph, to be fair. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah. But Miss Banks, Steph rap probably a little bit more, or maybe we're just oblivious to it because I've heard Miss Banks rap, but maybe like not like. The beats haven't been the beat to go in on that I've seen Steph going on. Mm. And she's been on some beats where it's like, beats. Oh, she can go in on that.
Yeah.
It's the stuff I've heard Miss Banks on.
These chick rappers are getting decent, though, because I was on my Instagram timeline and I saw some chick rapping in French, then she started speaking in English.
Mad. Cold.
Cold. And the bars were cold.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know who it is. I need to find the name so I can shout them out next podcast. But she was getting in.
Crept and Coden.
Oh yeah, Crept and Conan releasing their tour. Their tour's tickets are out.
Their tour tickets are out. We going?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
When is it? December.
Whoa, that's going to be... I don't even understand. I'm confused. Le confused, eh?
December.
It's in December, yeah.
I might not be in the country, man.
But you go. Anyway. man, we should go. Because it would be sick.
What?
Oh, it's, two.
It's Crept and Conan, and then gigs is at the same time.
It's not at the same time.
The same date.
It's not the same date, no.
You sure?
It's not the same date. It wouldn't be.
They wouldn't, yeah, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't do it on the same day.
Nah. I think gigs is the 6th, and theirs is the 5th.
5th of December, Crept and Conan. Gigs the 6th. Yeah, they are part.
Okay.
Gigs is in the Wembley SSC Arena and Cotacona in the O2 Arena.
Yeah.
And that's a big event.
Nah, it will be
They'll
very big.
Be the first UK rap artists.
What about Tiny Temp?
Oh, good lord. Does he count?
Don't do that.
Does he count?
The rest can defend his Nigerian brother.
You gotta put a Tiny in there, man.
Would you risk it for a chocolate biscuit?
You have to give him his flowers, innit?
Yeah.
We need to talk about Tiny.
I don't know if I can.
No, we need to talk about Tiny One podcast. Let's leave it there. I'm not going to talk about it now. We need to talk about Tiny One podcast because he gets mad disrespect.
Okay, I'll write it down.
He gets mad disrespect, and there's a couple instances where I've seen glimmers of brilliance and genius.
Raw.
What was that?
That was
weird. Wow. Digesting that knife chicken.
Knife free chicken.
So they're going to be the first UK rappers to perform at the O2, which is major. That's what I'm saying. We should go because that would be
sick.
We have to get tickets now then.
I'm not saying against it.
We have to get tickets now then.
Right now?
Not right now, but
are they out now?
Yeah, they're going to be sell out.
They're out to, I think O2 Priority today.
Wow.
Out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I wonder what they're going
to
be.
They're £30 each.
Yeah, they're not going to be mad crazy pieces.
Mm. Standing tickets, £30 each.
I definitely think we should go because that's an event and they're not going to go hold back either.
They might bring out.
They're going to bring out
everyone.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Like,
what could you expect from the album?
So for me, I think the album. I think the album will be good, man. I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan of the music. Even the first album, a lot of people didn't like it. I liked a few tracks off of it. So yeah, I think it's gonna be good. Based off of their last project, I think it's gonna be more of a mixture of what the last project was.
When's this album dropping?
It might be dropping today.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
That now
it might be out now actually because
no, it's not gonna be out now. Oh, it's 12.
Yeah.
Let me
try to see if I can get this.
Lads. We're not doing this now. Like we're recording.
Nothing's out.
We're recording. Like,
we're just trying to keep.
Just hit 1 minute past. What were you gonna do though?
Trying to keep the listeners informed.
With maybe what?
A track list.
A nice. Fucking track list. What, we're gonna read the track list at?
Yeah.
Oh, go away. Let's listen, yeah. We'll listen to the album tomorrow, and then that's it. That's what we'll do. But what I'm saying is, I think it's gonna be more of a mixture between. The album that they had, the mixtapes that they brought out last year. I definitely think it's going to be a mixture between that. Obviously, just one full body of work rather than two projects separate. Yeah. What do you lot think? What are you lot expecting?
I think, I know, I killed them for the band.
I think it'll be a good album. I couldn't really tell you what it's going to sound like.
I killed them for the band drill thing, but if it's not an album, then...
shit, they did put that out, didn't they?
Yeah, they put the band drill thing.
Would I be like, nah,
no, if it's not an album, I respect it, innit?
Hopefully not an album.
Yeah, hopefully not.
It could fit, though.
Hopefully not.
No, but, like, obviously, it might make sense on the album. No, it might make sense on the album. Because an album is a
body of work, isn't it?
It's a body of work. It's to tell a story. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it has a theme.
I don't hear banjo
at
now.
At the very, very end of the album.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Bonus track.
Yeah, but...
I don't hear banjo. Wow. I ain't going into Crypto Corner album trying to hear banjo.
Anyway, okay. So, what are you not expecting?
That's why it's okay. Very catchy. Nice tune.
Mm.
People went in. The original's better than the remix. Ice Spy, I said.
Oh, okay.
And then going from there, I don't know what.
We don't know. Yeah, like,
they can. They're going to put something dark out, as they always do. They've got like, the hood, well, the grimy kind of song, and they always got that one grimy song in there. So I'm waiting to hear that, and I'm looking forward to. Hopefully, it comes out today, so maybe we can give you a review next week.
You sure it comes out today? Yeah.
That's what they said.
That's what they said. Okay.
That's what they've written.
Hopefully, it comes out. Maybe we're just. Jump I mean, in the boat.
It doesn't, yeah. It never comes out dead on 12.
Kano came out just now.
Out.
If you want to talk about that. Yes.
The no, we're not talking about it now.
What? I'm not going to talk about the actual out. I'm just saying it's out.
You were just about to talk about it.
Talk about what? I have no knowledge of the. I've listened to two tracks.
That's what I said.
I've listened to two tracks.
I know, but you're
about two out of the 10 tracks. Out of the 10 tracks.
I'm going to read the track list.
Yeah, I'll read the track list.
No!
Don't do that.
I'll read the track list.
No, bro, man. Love it. Like, there's no point, man. There's zero point of doing that.
Are you niggas done?
No, well, we're about to be done. So, everyone's here has watched Power, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this theme tune, yeah? Because I'm, They say
this is
a big
This is the old one,
huh?
Yeah.
I said this is the old one. Yeah, allow it, bruv. Don't ask dumb questions.
This is the only one.
Don't do that, please. Don't do that. I started forgetting what it sounds like. I never take a cut that off.
Yeah, no way.
No, turn
it
off.
That.
Turn it off.
Jesus. Oh, I'm mad. Yeah.
You know what it is? The problem, you know what it is? The new tune ain't bad.
It shouldn't be on the program, though.
It just shouldn't be there.
It don't fit the program.
It just shouldn't be on there. Allow it. And someone said to me earlier that it's... Oh, I like the tune. Yeah, something fresh. I was like, are you fucking stupid? You're absolutely stupid. Fuck it, I'm going to say their name. Niall, you're stupid.
No,
you're
an idiot. Tune.
You're an idiot. Like, man said... He said, it's a good tune. Something fresh. It's the sixth season. It's the final season. How are you freshening it up on the final season?
Nah,
are you all right? What logic does... How does it make sense?
Spoiler alerts, what by the idiot. Way. Spoiler alerts.
What mug?
They should have cancelled the program where it was... That episode was poor. That episode is poor, man. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. That episode was poor.
It's the first episode,
and it sets the tone for the rest of the season. Yeah, that episode was poor, man.
Why was it poor? I don't think it was poor.
I don't think it was poor.
It wasn't amazing, but
trying to
it
set
was
things
poor.
Up like Tariq is gonna. He sound like he's
got big man, like, big man. You're I'm ghost, yeah. I'm ghost. This brother just. I know he's my boy, and that he just killed the love of my life. He knows the love of my life. He looked at me and smiled. Yeah, I'm going to no.
You're talking about Tommy.
Just listen. Listen to the scenario. He killed this the love of his life in front of him. Yeah, he goes to the yard to kill him. Why is man rolling on the floor doing roly polies with him? Why is man rolling on the floor doing roly polies with him? Why is man doing that? Explain that. Somebody did this. Explain this to me.
To kill him with his bare hands.
And then where did Tariq come from?
I don't know.
wait, why is Tariq in the yard?
He's meant to be. He's coming town, isn't it?
No. It's a big rich town. Why is he there? Why is he there?
He wanted to
bury the ashes.
Yeah. But, and my Tommy, Tommy started playing what? Crossroads.
Oh, he started playing some dumps.
And then started smoking. Yeah. That was ridiculous. Number two.
Ashes.
Number three. They took Ghost in for questioning. They asked him simple questions. And then just like, all right, cool, go. I've never been in for questioning or nothing like that. But I assume if you're at a murder scene for a police officer, they're not going to ask you a handful of questions, you're going to start sweating and looking around and say, can I go?
Mm.
And they'll just let you go. That's number three or four. I don't know how many points. Spoiler alert. Lala took the weapon that Tommy killed my girl with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Angie's dead, by the way. And threw it in the river with bare hands.
Did she use her bare hands?
Yes.
Nah, I saw someone's wrapped around it.
No, she used her bare hands. You're telling me this is she's clearly gonna they're gonna find the weapon. Oh, it's got her fingerprints. Oh, my son. Oh my no, my son. I'm gonna snitch. Tommy gets snitched on. Oh, I need to kill Lala now. The plot is so predictable and dead.
I mean that doesn't sound
I can't believe that.
That didn't even sound predictable.
What
did you say didn't used, sound predictable?
What she used her bare hands to chuck the
thing. I don't think that's gonna happen. No, that's why it doesn't sound predictable to me.
I don't know. She's a bad. Did she use her bare hands?
Yes.
I can't get past that.
She did. Because I was like, well.
Oh, they're treating Lala bad in this thing, man. They're treating Lala bad.
Anyway, and
they're treating Keisha so bad.
And then Tasha's bawling over a man that she's been beating for 2 months over her husband.
I know, man. It's in the car playing that dead fucking voice mouth.
Big up Ghost though, because he was like, man, they killed the love of my life to his wife. Yo, bad man still. Gangster business. That's gangster
now,
business.
No, but the thing I don't understand is like, now she wants the divorce.
I know, after everything.
After everything.
No, she don't want that divorce though. She's broke.
She wants the divorce to get peas, don't it?
No, but.
What peas?
What?
The peas on Ghost.
Nah, yeah, but
she Ghost. Businesses. She got 50-50.
Ghost
I think they got a prenup.
Ghost's peas gonna run dry.
Who told you they got a prenup?
I think so.
Man's just making up plot lines. Anyway, let's get back
probably
to...
do.
Let's go to the actual plot line.
I don't think they're putting up on it.
There's no... They got married when they were young, yeah, according to the show.
When he had no peas.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so Tariq comes back. Like, man's just floating about like a fart.
Are you going to break down a whole episode for these guys?
Yes.
Do the whole spoilers.
Yes, I don't care.
Should have watched it by now.
The episode's terrible.
This comes out on Sunday. If you ain't watched it yet, then
the episode of Power.
I'm up on Sunday because I watched it on Monday.
I watched it on Monday as well.
I'm saying this drops on Sunday.
This should be an episode two. Unless you're trying to binge watch it, then I apologize, innit? But episode's terrible. Don't waste your time. Wait for 50 to change the music back. Then maybe the plot will change back to.
You think he's going to change it back,
though? No.
He said he's going to.
Did he say he's going to?
Yeah, he
might do.
No, he said he's going to.
Yo, the memes have been so funny, man. The memes have been hilarious. I'll show you a couple later.
That is a bad. So funny. Nah, is that episode was terrible, man. How did it end again? Yes. This is the thing I didn't understand. Man, wait, hold on.
Oh, the sister.
No. It ended with Ghost shooting up the whip.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Tony's thing, yeah.
Wait, hold on. The thing I don't understand. So, Gold shot up the whip.
Yeah.
But he had man, like, on his back with a gun. Man was tussling with a gun with him. And man just punched him in the face. And just walked off and left it like that.
The sun came in.
No, but... So?
So what? He's not going to kill someone in front of his son?
His son called him Ghost.
His own son started badding him up. But facts is facts though. You're not going to kill someone in front of your son.
Yeah, tell him to bounce.
That's what he tried to do.
No, he didn't.
He did. He badded him up and said, "What the fuck?
What are you talking about? This ain't the end of it."
No, I'm talking about the beginning when Tariq burst in and then
did you watch this?
No, I did. But you're just trying to convince the bits. Because he's gone through order. You know how far he's got.
But does he have to go in order for you to follow?
No, but your man are jumping from bits to bits.
Yeah, but obviously, because I got to the end and he tried to kill Tommy. Then
back to the front. You go back to the beginning.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Because he decided to kill Tommy then. But when he had Tommy in the yard on his ones, he didn't want to kill Tommy then. He didn't know Tariq was there until he stood up. And then Tariq started wearing his own dad.
Yeah, I know, but all I'm saying is that he you're not going to kill someone in front of your son.
Now, me and my son...
Especially if you know your son's already...
Me and my son are boxing. Me and my son are fighting. We're fighting. We're talking to me like that. We're fighting.
No, cool. No, that's fine.
He was badding up his pops. No, and then pops
that's fine.
Out.
Bro, yeah. His pops like he was a kid.
No, but that's
like,
fine.
He said, you got 5 minutes. and walked back out like what the fuck?
No, but that's fine. But you know what I mean? He's not gonna kill him in front of him.
He killed Kanan.
Not in front of him.
Tariq set up Kanan.
But I know that. But like, he's not gonna kill in front of him. So how does that make sense? Are you gonna kill someone in front of your son?
If he's Tariq, yeah.
Oh my good lord, have mercy.
I might kill him. I might kill my son. I might do a Kanan.
That's a lie, though.
Anyway, the story was terrible in my perspective. You man can give your reviews. I've already said
this. No, I think you did pretty well. I stand with you.
I think they should cancel it now. Just end on
it's
that.
The
episode.
Last season.
Just end on the episode.
Oh, stop it, man. But no, it was like that was. I didn't think it was terrible. I just didn't think it was amazing. But
I thought Andrew was alive.
I don't mind that. Really. Like, from a first episode,
I didn't think they were
going to
kill
Andrew. I always give it to her. I don't think she was going to kill her first episode.
No, I didn't think so. I didn't think she was going to be dead. I thought she was going to be alive.
Same.
Because she was doing the promo run.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking. But then I was like, why would she be doing the promo run? That just gives away that she's alive. So that's just shit already. So I'm happy that they did it this way, because then that's like, oh, okay, well, I guess she was just doing the promo run with them because it's the last season. Which is cool. Power's been done anyway. Power's been done for about 2 seasons now. Like, it's just been done anyway.
That was bad, man.
Yeah, I'm more excited for Top Boy.
I'm
way more excited for Top Boy right now.
Trailer looks sick.
Trailer looks good.
Trailer looks like some sort of movie thing. It's mad.
Amazing, man.
Dave's eye look mad.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer twice. That's how good it was.
Quality stuff.
Like, back to, and it's a 2 minute trailer. So back to front.
Quality
damn ones. Hey, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's going to be good. 12th of September, right?
13th, Friday.
13th, man. Friday. Might be a night in ting.
That is... I'm off that day, so...
It might be.
Interesting.
I already got the day off, so...
Is it?
No.
It's 13 episodes.
Top Boy from...
I said it was 10, but it's 13 episodes in this one.
Top Boy from 7 o'clock. In the morning. Sick. In the morning. I'm not bathing that day. Ooh, anyway, right. Yeah. Well, that's
all I got to say. I mean,
it's a big, big rich
people. Shop. Looks like the summer's done. Looks like
it's
fun
still
is
hot.
Done.
It's
looks
still
like
hot.
The hot girl summer is done. Looks like the hot boy summer is done. And it looks like we're done for the evening as well. Peace out to everybody. Hopefully you have a good weekend. Hopefully you've had a good weekend, because it comes out on Sunday. And have a great week. Been the Spare Change Podcast. See you later.